I'm standing in a West London auction room with Tom Keane, co-owner of Chiswick Auctions. We're standing surrounded by mannequins wearing suits. We can see some ties, some boxing memorabilia, and lots of pictures. Can you tell us what we're looking at here today, Tom?
You're looking at the last few years of life in prison for Reggie and Ronnie Cray. The whole collection's here, and all their sort of personal effects, all these things came from the prison and Broadmoor Hospital and collected. We've got inventories to confirm all that, and it's this is the whole collection, what they had.
It's like a mini museum of, I suppose, late 1960s gangland life. How many actual lots are there here?
There's 150 lots in this sale, in this section, and it's including original artwork from them. So they're tankards, mugs, jewellery, as you said, suits, Ray-Ban glasses, photographs, some very interesting photographs, prison ID cards. The whole lot's here.
And can you tell us where this collection came from?
It came from a very close friend of the Crays who grew up with them and looked after them through their prison life, went to visit them once a month, and he's selling all the collection now that he could build up over the years.
As you say, there's some very interesting lots here. I mean, just looking around, we can see the signed photographs from Barbara Streisand, from Mark Knopfler, and oddly from Fern Britton as well. There's a signed print over there from Muhammad Ali, and I glance over here and see a picture of Patsy Kensit as well. So obviously the Crays had a lot of celebrity, what should we say, friends, admirers, how would you put it?
Celebrity acquaintances, as I said.
Acquaintances, yeah. Right.
And they seem to have a sort of quite a big following from the celebrities. I think they seem to have some sort of cult following even from some very famous people. So it's quite surprising who they're not around with, isn't it, really?
So away from the celebrity items, looking around, there's some, I suppose, quite affecting personal items. I'm looking at a couple of poems here. Can you tell me who wrote those?
They're written, I think, the writing's quite bad. The worst writing of the two was Reggie's writing, so the clearer writing is Ronnie. So most of those are by Reggie Cray, those poems.
I'm looking at one in particular, bottom right hand, entitled Our Mum. Do you know who wrote that one?
That was written by, Ronnie's writing, that's Ronnie Cray, and that was published into one of his books as well. That's the original handwritten poem for it. And there's also another framed and glazed copy of it there, handwritten copy, somewhere else in the room, somewhere around, I can't see it now.
Yeah, I think it's well known that the Crays were very close to their mother, Violet, and I mean, the feelings they have are summed up in this poem. I'll just read a little bit of it to give you a flavour. Mum, you are beautiful like a rose. When God picked you, you were the best mum he could have chose. You kept us warm when it was cold. When your arms around us, you did fold. And for us, you sold your mines of gold. When you died, twice a baby cried. It's quite poignant stuff, isn't it?
And yeah, they adored their mum. Really, really adored their mum. She had a massive influence on them. And anybody's son, they were really, 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 really honourable about their mother, so fair play to them for that.
And it's been a while since the Cray twins died. Do you think there's still a lot of interest in their lives and their deeds or misdeeds?
There's, I don't know if it's much of deeds or misdeeds, but there's a massive, massive cult following throughout the world, from America, Hong Kong, we're getting bids from that for this sale, and in England, there's thousands and thousands of people that, you know, love and support the Crays and their memory. So I'm looking forward to quite an interesting sale, to be honest.
And what are the standout lots from your point of view?
Well, I think the Ray-Ban sunglasses are quite interesting. These sort of, at the bottom of the cabinet, they're these original sort of 60s ones. They're quite interesting. Apart from that, you've got in the front cabinet, not up here, we've got their jewellery, cufflinks, rings, tie studs, lighters, all those sort of things. I mean, people can view it in different ways. Some people will see the photographs. For me, it's the Ray-Ban glasses. It's sort of very stylistic of them, isn't it?
And what would you? I suppose some people might argue that this, in a way, glamorises, you know, a very violent and criminal pair of men.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Is there something weird having a sale of these artefacts?
Well, yeah, I think that there's a point that some people will object that, you know, there is glamorising some quite heavy criminals of the day. But, you know, obviously in the day they were knocking around with all the film stars, world boxing champions, and, you know, they glamorised them. And later on in life, this is part of English cult history, isn't it?
It is a social history in miniature, I guess. And crude question, any ideas how much money this sale might bring in?
No. It's going to be too high for me to value. I mean, we value things all the time, but this has never been on the market before. I would have thought certainly in the tens of thousands. So you might buy something for as cheap as £20. You might have to pay £5,000 or £6,000 for some of the better things, but it's all to be sold by really auctioneer's discretion. So, let's let the market decide.
We've been allowed a little early to have a preview, which is very kind. 12 o'clock, in about 15 minutes' time, the public will be turning up to have a look before the sale, which is on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting any faces, any well-known people, any villains even?
I'm sure there'll be some associates from the craze and hopefully a few faces as well. But wait and see, I'm sure that a few people will turn up. Worth looking at. I think we get a lot of spectators not coming to buy, just coming to look. It's almost like a museum archive today, so it's nice to get it on one place, and it won't be seen again, will it? So once it gets dispersed, that's it.